very aware that people will have to walk on the street because there are no sidewalks in that subdivision. But the people who are walking on that street are actually walking on Stony Point Drive. The driveway comes out on Stony Point Drive, and that egress is down Mountain Vista and off on Fieldstone Drive. Fieldstone Drive is not actually a major walking path. There are the mailing boxes, but every time I've checked the mail, I've never seen anybody walking down there because there's actually kind of a bluff, and it's kind of an awkward place to for you to walk. In other words, you can't just climb off the back of your property if people are living on that same side as Jeff and Joyce's property because it falls off there. You can't cut across and go down that way. You would go down the street, down Mountain Vista, which is a hill, as she pointed out, and lots of people don't like to walk down there and then hike back up that hill and then walk on down Fieldstone Drive to the mailing boxes. So egress is very easy for anyone. As far as traffic, I think that a lot of us come and go. If we live close to town, we come and go a lot of times from our property, our own personal property, a couple of times a day. Generally, you've got a tourist who's coming. They might ingress and egress one time during the particular day because they're going to the events that they find in the region. And so once again, if there's anyone who is very capable of taking care of a property, very sensitive to the reason why we are property owners in this region, it would be Joyce and Jeff. And for that reason, I would very much encourage you to go ahead and permit this to be a nightly rental. Their desire is, when he retires, of course, come back to the area because his parents still live here. And my mother is still here. We're still here. And the desire is to come back and live in this home, live in this home. But his job took him away and he couldn't help that. And so, they'd already bought the property and were loving living there. So I would very much encourage you to go ahead and let this become a nightly rental. If in fact what they're saying is there's too many in the marketplace, I think the marketplace will take care of itself because it just won't rent. And if it doesn't rent, you don't have any issues whatsoever. So also we're talking about in this area, when of course there's certain months that it's never going to rent and not desirable to do so. And so let the marketplace take care of itself. And I think this is a great property to use for nightly rentals. And these are the guys to do it, if anybody is. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir, you want to come back up?
Sure. I think Gay covered a lot of the things that I was going to say, but I am sensitive to the neighbors. And, you know, I grew up just up the street from here, ran all over this property down the bottom there when Loy Holiday owned all that land. I don't know how many of you remember Loy Holiday that owned a bunch of that land, but, you know, we love it there. We're 5 minutes from my parents, 5 minutes from my mother-in-law, and my siblings are here, so we have roots here. So we're going to be sensitive to the neighbors. I personally have never had an incident with any of the nightly rentals. Never heard anything, never seen anything. My wife spent a lot of time by herself when I was traveling to Dallas and Chicago. Never heard her being scared, and she's kind of a scaredy cat, to be honest. So I've never had her, you know, worry about anything. So it's not that I know they feel the way they feel, but we just haven't had any problems with it. So
did you present a buffer plan?
We talked about a buffer plan, and my neighbor specifically asked that we not plan anything or put up anything. So I forwarded Scott an email on that.
That's not really up to you and the neighbor to determine that. That's what's in the statutes, I believe, that requires a buffer zone for any nightly rental.
I didn't see where the other neighbors had done anything. Do you have something some guidance on that?
There is within the code guidance. We can, if, I guess, in a motion could determine what that is. Are there any other questions? Now, this is a four-bedroom, so it would be potentially a sleep 10. Scott, is that what?
Sleep 10, correct.
It's configured right now with three bedrooms and a study. It's furnished that way.
Yeah. So that would be up to five cars?
Three bedroom would be four, wouldn't it? Yes, five cars, five vehicles.
The application's a four bedroom, I think, is what they're asking.
Is there a closet in the study?
Sorry?
Is there a closet in the study?
There is, a small one, yeah.
Any other questions for the applicant? Anyone want to entertain a motion or any further discussion? As y'all are aware, I live out in Branson Creek, so I experience what see both sides of it, but I can personally attest to the amenity area being overcrowded and burdened as one issue for all owners out that direction. And this would add potentially 10 additional guests to an already taxed subdivision.
I'll make a motion to deny the application as presented for monthly rental.
Have a motion to deny the application as presented.
For compatibility.
Based on compatibility. Anyone want to second the motion?
I'll second the motion so we get it to a vote. My second is mainly density.
So we've got a motion and second. Now discussion. We've got compatibility and density is being discussed as reasons for the motion that's on the floor right now. Any further discussion? All those in favor of denying the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
So 4-2.
Is that what, 4-2? Okay, so the motion carried.
To oppose it.
What does compatibility mean, and is there a way to address that?
There are specifics within the code. That Scott can get you specific information that lists out the compatibility concerns. Also, density was talked about, which is basically within the subdivision, there's so many nightly rentals within a specific area that, you know, tax the community. That that's within that as well, that he can guide you on that. And there is a process if you want to take it to the next step to Board of Adjustments that Scott can help you with.
Yeah,
we'll do down the road.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to the proposed nightly rental use for 19 single-family homes located in Woodbridge States Drive. Do we have the representative here?
Did you want to go to the 1906 first?
Let's go ahead and do 1905 and then bring it. I think the motion was to bring it to the bottom.
All right.
So we're going to do Woodbridge Estates first, and then since you weren't here earlier, we delayed the Wolf Trails Estate one. Yeah. Will be the final one, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we can. If you guys...
Does that need to be a motion?
Scott, if we do the other one to get the gentleman out sooner, do we need a motion to move it ahead, or can we just...
I would bring it up in whatever order you wanted to bring it up.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it now. So we're going to do Wolf Trails Estates first.
Yeah, this man's representing both of them.
We're going to do the first one first.
We're going to do the first one first?
And the last one last.
I understand that.
SMBZ LLC seeking planning commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing nightly rental use for single-family homes on 8 lots located in Wolf Trail Estate Subdivision and 1 lot in Timber Wolf Estate Subdivision located on Wolf Trail Drive and Timber Wolf Road in Hollister. Our final plats, the plat of Wolf Trail Estates was recorded on February 23rd, 2008 with 15 lots. Minor subdivision of Timber Wolf Estates was recorded January 13th, 2012 with 3 lots. The lots in the application vary in size from 3.23 acres to 8.28 acres. The properties will be served by private well for water and an on-site wastewater system for wastewater. In the Western Taney County Division 3 relative policy score was 3. The lots in question are highlighted in yellow. There's a entrance here. This is George at the end of Fruit Farm. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's just another picture of it. And I didn't have any changes to the decision of record, so. An applicant talked with me about buffer, and he's planning on leaving the existing vegetation. There's a couple of lots here, and then this area here we were going to address. They own this lot, but then this one was within this proposal. And I think he gave you a site plan of showing how the homes would be laid out.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You want to give an overview?
We plan on just putting the nightly rentals, 9 of them in that subdivision. We kind of go on the high side of 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 3.5 bath, but we probably won't do that big. We're probably going to stick around 3 or 4, and we're actually building one up there now, and it is 3 bedroom, 2 bath. So, and we understand that we're supposed to put in sprinkler systems and stuff like that. We're actually already planning on putting in sprinkler systems, or as of right now are putting it in the house that we're building out there right now, just in case it were to get approved. So we're taking all the correct steps to get it be approved for nightly rentals.
So
which lot's it being built on?
It would be that lot right there that he's
okay.
We're about to start drywalling on that house.
Why would you only build 3 bedrooms or 4 bedrooms?
There's some families that are big and want nightly rentals, and I mean, 3 bedroom, 2 bath can normally is a normal or average for nightly rental in this area. There's some bigger and there's some that are really small cabins, and so we just kind of went in the middle of it. The plan you guys have should have the 5 bedroom, 3 bath on there.
Okay. On this project, do we have anyone here opposed? Sir, you want to come on up?